Today, Be'ezer Hashem, be learning Daf Mem Gimel of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learn about include: the Gemara continues to bring examples of Pesukim in the Parsha of Paraduma, which come to qualify laws that were stated in previous Pesukim in this Parsha. The next Mishnah will continue the narrative of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and will also highlight many differences between the Avodah of Ketores and Yom Kippur, and the way it was performed every day during the year. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learn about include: Ein Mir Achar Mirt El L'Rabbis. The same exclusion taught twice is apparently redundant and is therefore used as an inclusion. Tfil Yom. A Tfil Yom is a person or a kli that was tameh and then immersed in a mikveh as part of the purification process. This is the first step in the process. The second is waiting for nightfall that evening, at which point the person or kli becomes completely tahar. Meloi Chafnav. Chafina is part of the avodah of the Ketores of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara mentions that this is one of the most difficult avodas performed in the Beis HaMikdash. While holding the handle of the kli, the Kohen Gadol needs to transfer the Keteres spice into both of his palms without dropping a bit of the spice. There are several opinions and they're showing exactly how this is done. Puk Toni Levra. This literally means, go teach your teaching outside, which figuratively is a way of saying to the author of the statement, what you're saying is incorrect.